When I was at home last week for a break, happily unable to come back for an extra week because of the snow, I had a visit from a cousin who was recently in the Holy Land, and she wanted to show me the photographs of her visit. And I was glad to find pictures of places I remembered, especially the hostel on the Mount of Beatitudes, run by the Italian nuns where we had stayed ourselves, and a lovely little spot called Tapca, which is the place where they assume that Jesus had given breakfast to the apostles after they spent a night fishing without finding anything. And she spoke at great length of how great the experience was. But she said the one thing that struck her most forcibly was that although this was the land where Jesus lived and preached and healed, she had in reality gone to the place where Jesus was no longer to be found. And this, she said, was not so much a disappointment as a kind of opening of her eyes, an invitation to move on, an invitation to follow Jesus, to see him where he is in our lives at the present moment. When we read such gospel passages as the one before us today, we see the historical Jesus living in a certain place at a certain historical time. We see him standing up in the synagogue, unrolling the scroll, and announcing that his mission is to bring good news to the poor, liberty to captives, sight to the blind, and freedom to the downtrodden. And it is possible for us to leave it there, because, like my cousin in the Holy Land, we are far removed from the scene in the synagogue, in the gospel. We can imagine the scene. We can feel the drama of the occasion. And we can understand the way in which Jesus lived out the prophecy that he made. But we also need the Holy Spirit to take us a little deeper if we are to hear the message of Jesus that it lies within the words, above all the invitation to follow him. We believe that Jesus rose from the dead and that the risen Jesus of the gospel lives outside and beyond the historical framework of his life. But it is also true that Jesus lives within our own personal history, together with us now at this moment, walking with us to where we are going. And here, at this very moment, the power of Jesus is accessible as on that Sabbath day in the synagogue when he announced that the Spirit of God had been given to him. His ministry to give sight to the blind, to liberate captives, and to bring good news is available here now at this very moment and available to every one of us. And the invitation is twofold. The ministering touch of Jesus is both available to each one of us and available through each one of us. Jesus calls us to discover our own blindness, to call him into that blindness, to bring to him the fetters with which we are bound, the pain and the burdens that we carry, and wait patiently for him to touch us and to open our ears to his good news. But he also calls us to be his presence, the presence of the living Christ in our own place, our own time, our own situation. He who lives within our history calls us to live within each other's history. It takes only a few moments, obviously, to express this twofold message, but it takes a lifetime to learn to live it. And the first challenge is probably the most difficult. Perhaps we do not consider ourselves among the blind, to be among the prisoners, to be among those who have not yet realized the good news. But our human condition is such that we can be easily blinded to our own blindness, that we can easily live without discovering the void within ourselves that needs to be filled, and the fetters with which we are bound. In Jesus, we will be able to enter into that void, and without Jesus, without God, the void will never be filled. In Jesus, we will have the strength to confront our blindness, and without Jesus, our sight will never be fully restored. In Jesus, we will recognize that we are bound and fettered, and that without Jesus, we cannot be truly set free. All we can do is to keep our hands open and ask God to help us to keep our hands open so that we can be both ready to receive and to give, ready to receive what God wants to give us, ready to give what we have received to others. The gospel mission of Jesus has been entrusted to us, not primarily as a kind of teaching, but as an encounter that liberates us, that invites us to move on, to follow Jesus to where we are not yet, to see him where he goes along with us and before us. My cousin, on her visit to the Holy Land, discovered that she had gone to the place where Jesus no longer is. And here at that time, she was graced with a deeper encounter with the living Jesus, an encounter that invited her to linger with him, an encounter that invited her to listen to his invitation to grow and to move on, invited her to change, and called to her to follow him.